recently remembered a story of millionaires, self-made millionaires. They tell you if you ever could be a self-made millionaire, once you learn the key, and if you were flat broke, you lost everything, you could be a millionaire again. They said it just, once you got the key. I hadn't found the key. But, amen, they tell me, many of them, I mean, they're willing to risk everything, and they, I mean, get flat broke. And they're risking their investments, and but they tell me they have the ability to come bounce back and bust through. Do you know that a lot of people were, even the Colonel Sanders at KFC, failed and tried over and over again? Finally, he hit it, didn't he? He hit the sweet spot. I want to tell you today, all of us without Jesus Christ are losers. But I'm thankful I found the sweet spot in Jesus Christ. I win. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're blessed tonight. I've asked Brother Watson to come and bring the message tonight for this service. Amen. I want you to open your heart. And what matters tonight, when this precious man of God gets done, amen, we want to just come and receive what God has and obey the Spirit tonight. Amen. Just don't leave without coming to the well and help pray around the front. Amen. That's the most important part of the service. But I'm afraid that so many people think it's just whatever. No, no, it's a great time to connect with God and help others. Amen. Come on, Brother Watson. God bless you.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. What a sweet presence of the Lord we feel in this place. What a sweet presence of God is here. Amen. I'd like to give honor to Pastor, Sister Pastor, in her absence, Sister C. Amen. I want to thank them for the opportunity. Even though we are ministers here, I still don't take it lightly. I appreciate the opportunity to come and deliver the word. But I'd like to turn your attention to 1 John chapter 5, beginning at verse number 4. First John chapter 5, beginning at verse number 4. For whatever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Pastor, would you pray?
Thank you, God, for the word, the power of your presence. God, you have blessed us tonight, and Lord, you're not done. Thank you for your wisdom, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. I'd like to preach from this thought, victory. Victory. Pastor earlier had mentioned it. He said, victory, victory, victory. Praise him for the victory. And there is victory in the house. Amen. I don't know if you can feel it, but I can feel such a sweet presence of God in this place. Amen. And if you're needing something, there's victory in the house. There's no reason why you would leave here the same with what is in this house. Amen. There's such a sweet presence of God here. You could leave changed. You can leave healed. You can leave delivered. Why? Because there's victory in the house. There's victory in this place. I want to encourage somebody tonight, amen, to get your victory. Too many times you've been allowing the devil to beat you up, drag you down and tell you you're not good enough. But I'm here to tell you that stand up and fight because there's victory in the house. There's victory for your family. There's victory, amen, for your healing. There's victory in your life. Amen. Just stand up and grab it. Amen. You don't get victory by doing nothing. Amen. You get victory by putting action. Amen. By putting it to action. You got to get up and fight. All right. Let me jump in a little bit to my notes. I haven't even got started. I'm just getting wound up. I don't know why. I'm just excited. Amen. But I want to encourage you tonight that there's victory in your storm. Many of you have been weathering a storm. Many of you have been going through some things in your family and in your homes and in your life. It's okay. We know, amen, when you come to church, amen, we can put on a suit and look good and look nice. But behind closed doors, like my dad said, there's things going on and there's a storm brewing in the house or there's things that you're battling. But let me tell you something, there's victory in the house. You may be going through a battle, but there's victory in the house. You may look good on the outside, but that storm is raging on the inside. Oh, but there's victory over that storm. There's victory over that depression. There's victory over that sickness. Amen. If you've been battling those things, there's victory. Amen. If you've been battling depression, there's victory. If you're needing a healing in your body, there's victory in the house. There's healing in the house. If you've been battling addictions, whether that be drugs, alcohol, or pornography, that's an addiction too. There's victory in the house. Amen. There's victory in Jesus. I want to encourage you, amen, to give those things to God because he's the only one that's going to help you to conquer those things. If you try to fight them on your own, you'll lose every time. If you try to battle those things on your own, you'll lose every time. But if you'll partner up with Jesus, there's victory in the house. He's here for you. He's here for you. Amen. You just got to get up and want it. You've got to take action. Amen. Looking at Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16, amen, these men, it says, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divinity met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that their hope and their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothing and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. So not only were they put in jail, but they were put into the inner parts of the jail and then put in stocks, chains. And I'm sure Paul and Silas weren't having a great time. These were men of God. These were what we would call today Christians, great men of God. But I'm sure they weren't having a great time after being beaten and after being thrown in jail and after having all this go on in their life. I'm sure it wasn't a great time. And so the jailer, having such a charge to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. But it says in verse number 25, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, the prison doors were open. He drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Paul and Silas, began to tell them what they needed to do to be saved. But I want to tell you something. Paul and Silas knew where their victory was. Paul and Silas were sure they were in a downtime. They were in a low moment. I wouldn't want to be beaten and thrown in jail and done all that. Let's be honest, that would stink. But Paul and Silas didn't have a pity party because they knew where their victory was. And their victory wasn't in a pity party. It wasn't feeling sad for yourself. It wasn't giving up. It wasn't giving in. It wasn't getting depressed. But they knew where their victory was, and it was in Jesus. Because it said that Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And I want to encourage somebody tonight, your victory is in Jesus. When you're down and you're feeling out and you're feeling all alone and you're feeling beat, amen, just look up. Your victory is in Jesus. Just begin to pray and praise unto God and shout unto him, because that's where your victory is. Oh, your victory is not in a depression. Your victory is not in a pity party, but it's in Jesus. Amen. Your victory is in Jesus. Paul and Silas knew that they couldn't give up. They knew that they couldn't give in, that they couldn't back down, but they had to just keep on praying and they had to keep on pushing. Sure, we go through ups and downs in life. Amen. We have our trials and tests, but we got to keep on going. We got to keep on pushing. We got to pray through. Amen. We got to push through. Amen. We go through some tough things. We go through some hard things. But it should never be a thought in your mind to give up and to give in and to let go of the things of God. Because, amen, this is how we're going to make it to heaven. This is how we're going to make it. We're not going to make it by giving up. We're not going to make it by giving in. We're not going to make it by walking out these doors. We're not going to make it by not listening to our men of God. But we're going to get the victory, amen, when we get it made up in our mind. I won't give up. I won't back down. But I'm going to keep on pressing forward. I'm going to keep on pressing on. I'm going to have victory in my life. I'm going to have victory in my home. Amen. There's victory in the house. There's victory in the house. Amen. If you've been going through something, if you've been battling some things, there's victory here tonight. It's yours for the taking, but it's up to you. It takes action on your part. Amen. It takes action on your part. Amen. You've got to want it. Amen. You got to have a want to. Like I said earlier, it's easy to lose. Just do nothing. But if you want to make it, if you want to have victory, if you want to make it to heaven, it's going to take a fight. Amen. Amen. It's going to take a fight. There's victory in the house. Amen. Amen. What about the story of blind Bartimaeus? Many know it. It says, and there came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Blind Bartimaeus knew where his victory was, and his victory was in Jesus. And even when the crowd around him began to tell him to hold his peace, to be quiet, he didn't give up just because some people around him tell him to be quiet. He didn't give up just because the crowd around him said, don't do it. Amen. But he cried out thee evermore. Why? Because blind Bartimaeus knew where his victory was, and his victory was in Jesus. His his victory was in Jesus. And he didn't wait to get to Jesus to start a change. Blind Bartimaeus began to take off that old blind beggar's robe. Why? Because that's how he was identified. Amen. He took that garment off and went to Jesus because he knew that's the man that can change my life. And if you're here today and you're needing a touch and you're needing God to change your life, amen, he's the one that can do it. Jesus is his name. There's victory in Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus knew where his victory was. He knew where his healing was at, and it was in Jesus. Amen. 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 The answer to your problems is Jesus. The answer to your situations is Jesus. You want peace in your home? Get Jesus. You want victory in your home? Get Jesus. You want victory in your life? Get Jesus. Are you tired of the same old, getting the same old results, doing the same old thing? Well, it's time that you turn your life around and get a hold of Jesus, because he's the one that's going to change those things for you. He's the one that's going to give you victory over those things that you've been battling. He's the one. Amen. There's victory in Jesus. There's so many stories in the Word of God. Amen. What about the woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" They're basically saying, "Hey, there's a crowd around you. What do you mean, Jesus? Where everybody's bumping against you." Oh, but Jesus said in verse 46, and Jesus said, "Somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue, that power is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and fell down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. In verse 48 it says, "And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." She couldn't find victory in a physician. She couldn't find her healing in none. She went to 12. She tried a whole lot of things before she went to Jesus. But where her victory was in Jesus. And she knew why, because she had heard the stories. She had heard what was been going on in the town. And she said, "You know what? If I can just get to the Master, I know where my victory is. If I can just get to Jesus, I know where my victory is." And she had to press through the crowd. Sometimes it takes a pressing to get your victory. Don't give up if it gets a little difficult. Just keep on pressing on. Don't give up if it gets a little tight. Just keep on pressing on. Don't give up if it gets a little hard. Just keep on going. Amen. She was weak. She was down. Amen. But she knew where her victory was. Amen. And some of you can use those things as an excuse. "Oh, Lord, I'm sick. I'm weak. I can't do it." Oh, no, 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 no. You can. You can. You can. Get that mindset out of your mind and stop saying you're weak and not good enough. Stop saying you can't make it. And you've got to get in your mind that there's victory in the house. I can make it. I can keep pressing on. I can go through. We don't need to have a give up mentality, but we need to have a keep fighting mentality, an I can mentality. Amen. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to back down, but I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on fighting. There's victory in the house. There's victory in this place. If you've been battling depression, drugs, alcohol, there's victory in the house. If you have been having family problems, there's victory in Jesus. It took action from each and every one of these people that I spoke of. It took an action. They had to pray and give praises unto God. Blind Bartimaeus had to shout out not only once, but twice. The woman woman with the issue of blood had to press her way through the crowd. Amen. And it's going to take action on your part tonight to get your victory. You can't sit in a pew and get victory. You can't sit on your hands and get victory. You can't just come and stand and get victory. But you've got to shout your way through it. You've got to praise your way through it. You've got to worship your way through it. Amen. Hallelujah. It took action. It took action from each and every one of these people to get victory. If you want victory, if you want to get victory in your life, it's going to take some action on your part. We can't get victory by just sitting on our hands and doing nothing, but we need to put some action to it. Whether it be running the aisles, that's action. Whether it be jumping, that's action. There's victory in the house. It's time that we get victory over the things that we've been battling. You've been battling them too long. It's time to give them to God. It's time to give them up. Amen. If you've been battling worldly music, get it out of your life. Amen. Get the victory over it. Throw it in the garbage can. It's not worth your soul. It's not worth your salvation. Amen. If you've been battling smoking, get them out. Don't get around it. Stay away. Amen. It's not worth your salvation. There's victory in the house. Amen. Bring them to an altar. Bring that worldly music to an altar. Give it to Jesus. Amen. If you've been battling family issues, if there's been things going on in your home, oh man, give it to God. You can't handle it on your own. You can't solve the issue on your own. You have to get Jesus in the center. Amen. If you need healing, Jesus, amen's got to be there. If your family needs healing, you got to get Jesus in the center. You got to push those other things out. They can't go in your home. They can't go in your house. The TV can't be in the living room. Amen. You can't be getting on things on your phone and looking at the wrong kind of stuff. Get it out. Get it out. Hallelujah. You can't hide things in your closet. The Lord knows where they're at. Young folks, you can't hide it in a file with another name. The Lord knows where it's at. You want victory over it? Are you tired of battling those things? Are you tired of feeling the condemnation? Amen. It's time to get it out because there's victory in the house. There's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. There are many stories, amen, of how God, amen, gave somebody the victory. And he wants to give some of you the victory tonight if you're willing to put, amen, some action to your faith. You ain't got to wait on an altar call. You ain't got to wait on somebody to call. If you're feeling to run the aisles, don't wait on your neighbor. If you're feeling to jump and shout, don't wait on somebody else. Don't go, I'll go with somebody else. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Put some action to your faith. Put some action, amen. If you want victory, you got to get some action in it. If you want victory, you got to shout. You got to run. You got to shout. There's victory in the house. Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Amen. That's it. Let God. Let God. Oh, there's victory in the house. Hallelujah.
There's victory all over this house. Victory all over this house. Strength for the weak.
Amen. That's it.
Under your feet.
That's it. There's victory in the house.
House.
Come on.
There's victory.
If you've been battling for your family, get your wife. Amen.
Victory.
Grab her by the hand. Amen.
House.
Let's worship together. Let's get the victory. Let's get the victory.
Victory all over this house. There's victory all over this house. Victory all over this house. Strength for the weak.
That's it. That's it. Keep pressing. Keep going. Get that victory in your life. Get that victory in your home. Get that victory in the situation you've been battling. Amen. That's it. There's victory in the house. There's victory in the house.
When I woke this morning, I didn't have a doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. I knelt down on my knees. Kind Lord, help me please. God, I'm singing and shouting the victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine.
Come on, sing it to God.
Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind.
victory today is mine. Hallelujah, yes. Woo. Woo. Hallelujah. That's a song of self-determination. Hey, God's already wrote the check for you.
Come on.
Yes. Why waste it? Victory belongs to you. The judge has already given you the victory. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful for the glorious victory. Amen. Victorious people. Amen. With a victorious God. Amen. And a victorious walk with Him. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Zach. Oh, I feel Jesus. Hallelujah. I can remember as a young man, I wasn't married yet. We were here in East Texas. And was married, and this little couple, Brother and Sister Wade, they lived over in the Woden area. They invited me. They said, young man, my wife, he said, do you like country food? I said, I sure do. He said, do you eat deer meat? I said, I sure do. And he said, do you eat peas? I sure do. I said, man, I grew up with all that. He said, well, if you come to my house, he said, my wife, we're going to have a big meal for you. And he gave me directions. I can remember pulling up at their house and, well, I noticed on the snack bar of their house, they had all these butter bowls stacked up. We ate that night, and Sister Wade started taking all those peas and cornbread, mashed potatoes, gravy, all the rest of the food that she had fried. I mean, it started sticking in these butter bowls. She looked at me. She said, son, she said, I cooked extra for you because I know, you know, you're going to take it back with you, and you're going to enjoy it the rest of the week. She said, tomorrow, you're going to get a taste of what I ate. You're going to thank me again and again. Woo, tonight, won't you take it with you? All week long, say, whoa, I got victory. Praise God. Guess what I did? My mama taught me a lesson. She said, you always bring those things back. I washed those butter bowls, and I brought them back. And, boy, I'm telling you what, amen, it was about a week later, after I told her and sent her a little card, she said, I got something more for you. You know, when you go to my mama's house and you eat, you get the privilege of going to my mama's house, and if she sees that you enjoy eating, if you don't push it around on your plate, I mean, guess what she's going to do? She's going to enjoy it, and she's going to make sure that you have it again. I'm going to tell you, the Lord wants you to have it again and again and again and again. Victory belongs to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're so glad to see everyone. Brother Lane, good to see you back. Amen. Oh, so good to see what God's doing right over here. Amen. I'm so honored to see you, sis, again. Amen. Michael, we're blessed to have you tonight. Amen. In this wild, made-up mind church. I'm telling you, we're crazy, but we love what God's doing. Amen. And Michael, we welcome you tonight. Amen. And God bless every one of you. Amen. Tyler, we love you, man. Yes. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. And let's go to heaven.